Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 24th, 2007, a Christmas Eve message. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and just as we prepare to do the podcast, we're a bit excited, for we saw an eagle just right out in front of the window where we work, and took a few moments to try to get a better look, but it looks like it's moved on right now. It's a beautiful sight. Well, this is a Christmas Eve message. Our text is 1 John 4, verse 10. Our title of the message today is The Lasting Gift. Listen to Brooksine as she reads the text.
This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
One of the most common pleasantries that you hear a lot the week or so prior to Christmas is, "Are you ready for Christmas?" In most cases, this really means, "Have you finished your shopping?" I politely say, "Sure," since I don't believe people really want to hear that I don't Christmas shop. That's been delegated to Brooksine for about 31 years now. However, there are those who take spiritual preparation seriously. For them, the weeks leading up to Christmas are a time of serious devotion and reflection. We really admire folks who keep this focus.
Children everywhere look forward to Christmas with great anticipation. The presents under the tree get more and more exciting each passing day. When Esther was younger, we had a custom in our family that she and Stephen would sleep under the tree on Christmas Eve, along with our dog. In New England, that was Penny, and since we've lived here, it's been Roxy. But now Esther has gotten older, and they've taken to their comfortable beds, but the fact is, it's actually Stephen that's the one who's especially gotten older, and a clay tile floor just isn't very appealing, even if it is next to the family Christmas tree.
In our home, like many, we have a brief family devotional time prior to opening our gifts, reading the Christmas story and praying. This is really hard for children, though, and for those of us who are kids at heart. Then it's time to find out what the hidden treasures are. Esther is accustomed to the procedure and will scarcely examine one open gift before she rips into another. Then it happens. All the gifts are opened. We all know that feeling, don't we? Our moments of Christmas indulgence are over. Finis.
Isn't that a microcosm of the satisfaction the things of the world give? Now, don't get me wrong. Esther appreciated her gifts and will for many months. And the same with the gifts we all received. It's just that material things don't bring lasting satisfaction. A lot of people will shop after Christmas seeking to find satisfaction in what the Christmas gifts didn't bring. Augustine said of God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you."
Our daily verse is a great statement to memorize and hide deep within our hearts as a reminder of the greatest and lasting gift God has provided. He loved us and acted on that love by sending His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. May we rejoice in this truth every day, and may it never, never get old. May we live with an attitude of praise to the Lord for His lasting gift. It is Brooksine and my prayer that all of our podcast listeners will experience the abiding joy in the lasting gift that God has provided.
And let's pray together. Father, I'm so glad that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are gifts from your hand, given in abundance to your children in every season of our life. They satisfy the deepest needs of our hearts and shape our character traits into the nature of Christ. They have everlasting value that does not diminish with time, but only heightens as we stay firmly grounded in you. We thank you for the tender moments that both giver and receiver enjoy when meaningful gifts are exchanged. And we most especially thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, whose kingdom was not for just the generation in which He was born, for His kingdom is eternal, and His gift of salvation has everlasting value and abiding joy for all who seek Him. Amen.
Amen. Well, we do wish you a Merry Christmas today and your Christmas Eve. We do expect to podcast tomorrow, prepare a brief message. It's our custom to try to continue to do our work even on the holidays. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. A lot of additional materials up today, several photos, several suggested songs. We also have a reading up that we will be doing tonight in our church that is a beautiful reading that combines verses concerning the birth of Christ, the first coming of the Lord, with his death and second coming even. We just invite you to go to the website today, and there is a link to that reading. We also have had for some time now quite a bit of materials up that we provide that we hope may enrich your Christmas with some spiritually oriented materials. Well, have a blessed day today. May today be a time when we really remember that Jesus Christ came because he loves us all so.